This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, we are at Workspace on Main Street here in Manchester, right across from St. James Church, marveling at the trees. Still some leaves on those trees. Maybe the breeze will knock the rest of them out today. I'm hearing a little bit in my ear. By the way, Jay Moran, mayor of Manchester. You look out there and you're like, this is my domain.
This is my
kingdom.
Best day of the year.
I feel like the guys are a little behind. I don't know.
Yeah, it does seem a little later than normal, doesn't it?
It does.
Usually they're doing this in the dark. The sun's up. I'm a little nervous here. Can you help me out?
I love the transformation of this Main Street. It's fun to watch. I was joking with Morgan a few minutes ago that they should do a time lapse of it. I think it'd be really cool.
I was listening to you. It was great. Yeah, I've been up since like 4.
He doesn't sleep.
Jay, I was listening. That'd be great because the transformation from Main Street to Ray Street.
It's amazing.
But usually you're right. They're doing this in the dark. So you know what? I have faith.
Yeah.
There was a water break.
I heard about
Charter Oak yesterday.
Tris told me about it.
The water company took care of it. Public Works got done. We're ready for today. So I have faith in the Public Works, just like I have faith in our police department.
We have, of course, Jay Moran, who's the Manchester mayor, and Lieutenant Reinert joining us here. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
You ready to roll?
Oh, yeah. Yes. This is Thanksgiving in Manchester. It's a great day for us, too.
Is that warm?
Like it feels helps. Like it, okay. It helps, for sure. They get up, yeah.
He's got his gear on, and I just
he's
always
got a bunch of snacks in there.
Yeah, you know, right.
He's a police officer with donuts. We start with donuts.
Stop it!
He's warm. We freeze.
But right. I'm always curious, like from a security standpoint, and you know, because I've covered sporting events, you know, from the World Cup to the Olympics to the Manchester Road Race. And security is a serious thing, and there's so many unknowns and so many variables. You can't think about it. It'd be too nervous. But is it stressful to see so many thousands of people in one place, or is it you feel like you guys do everything beforehand and you do the best you can do?
Well, we've been doing this for a long time, so we're getting good at it. But it's all hands on deck. We have all available resources here. Every officer's working. I mean, we say working, but it's not really a work day. This is a great day to be in Manchester and a great day to be at this race. So when this one race ends, we start preparing for the next one. You know, we have guys that are associated and assigned to these events, you know, between this and our 4th of July fireworks. So we're getting good at it. You know, we welcome the people. We know we're getting 12,000 plus runners or 30,000 plus spectators, but in additional to our staffing, we also use state police, we use Hartford, we use surrounding resources as well to make sure everybody's safe and that today's a great day.
That's a big operation to manage. I mean, that's just it's a lot of people. How many years have you been involved?
This is my 15th race.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 years.
How long, Bob, about you?
Well, this is my 11th race as mayor, so I got 2 more at least. I got reelected.
You term out?
I do not term out.
Yeah.
So, yes, my wife said to me, how's your last term going to be? So maybe I will term out. Yeah. Yeah. You know how it works, Brian, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do know how it works. Yeah. Of course, congrats on, obviously, your reelection.
Thank you.
Take nothing for granted.
Absolutely.
You know, in terms of, like, economic impact, I mean, it's sort of like a obviously this is a great honor to have this race, and it's 12,000 runners, and I honestly, I do Falmouth on the Cape, which is more than 10,000, and this, I like this race so much better. Yeah. I mean, I like the day down in Falmouth, but this race in terms of the local feel, but the big scope of it is awesome. But, I mean, is there a positive economic impact?
Absolutely.
From Manchester?
I mean, I always say, I mean, your coffee shops right now are blossoming as we speak, but the adult Powerades that the restaurants sell on a day like today, some of them even just get, they move the tables, they bring out the coolers, you know, they have a couple of these adult Powerades out there, and they're making money. So it's great for the economy. It's great. And then what happens is people come down, they're ready to say, you know, I'm going to come back and try that pizza place, or I'm going to try and come back and try that restaurant on another night. And so great for the economy. But this is the Manchester Road Race is Manchester. It's not an event. It's Manchester.
And
Lieutenant Ryan's right. Like, they come to work, but they actually love being a part of it, and they do a great job. You know, since the Boston Marathon, security is so important with road races, right?
Yeah.
And so they're everywhere, but they're not here just to police. They're here to be part of the community.
Well, I mean, I think the relationship, I mean, community policing has been more of a priority in the last few years, and I think the relationship between, you know, the regular everyday citizens and the authorities, I think it's better than it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah, we've always prided ourselves on community policing, no matter what it was, whether it was 50 years ago. I mean, we have a community policing unit. We have officers dedicated to the schools. We have officers dedicated to the downtown area. So whatever the times are, it's always a goal of ours to be able to interact with the community. And, I mean, what better day than, you know, having a road race like this in our community that we get to interact with so many different people. And it's just a great day.
You know, I'm just curious. I have to ask sort of like a couple of big picture questions before I let you go, because I don't get you guys very often. How are things in Manchester? What are the challenges you've been facing too? You know, like we had, you know, a lot of kids like to steal cars and drive it around and leave them, and you know, with all these other little weird things that are trends. And
hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks. Busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And crime, like how are things? What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at stats, it's mostly property crime. I mean, we have a lot of big retail, and, you know, in this town as well too. So if you want to look at that, but you know, we are so involved with different task force and different agencies that, and when we identify a problem that we might have in town, that we use all available resources to fix that problem. So
I'm kind of amazed that like in all our technology, people just still will walk into a retail store, grab a bunch of stuff, and walk right out. Like, it blows my mind.
A lot of that crime is at the mall area, right, because it is the petty thefts. But, you know, overall, major crimes are down. You know, but, you know, we are 60,000 people now.
Right.
And we're going to surpass West Hartford as the largest suburb in the next couple of years. So with more people.
Bigger than Hartford at some point.
Yeah, so. You know, that comes with your challenges, but again, so that's why the resources are in the police and the fire and the public works. You make sure you have roads and sidewalks that work for everyone.
How about Main Street? I mean, I always say, and again, the bones on this Main Street, it's just, it's wide. It's a great, long, straight, flat thoroughfare with a lot of business opportunities. And I know there's been this push and pull. I don't know what the latest is with the, you know, revamping things down here, but where are we on Main Street?
So right now we're in a standstill, but we what we have to understand is that Main Street is about my children and my grandchildren. It's about the next. We've got to govern for tomorrow. In today's society, they want walkability. They want to be able to get up in the morning, walk to their, go get something to eat, their coffee shop. They want to be able to just, you know, walk to parks or ride bikes. So we have to have that mentality that's different than my generation, that we have to think about what's the next generation want, and they want that ability to have a downtown where they can walk, they can ride their bike, and still have that charm. We're still going to keep that charm no matter what we do, because it is. If you go to the top of Main Street and look down, it's one of the best Main Streets in
the state. Oh, my gosh.
Especially today.
Here.
Especially today when you've got 12,000 people lined up turning around singing the national anthem. Right? Yeah. It's a great place to be.
I can't wait to turn that corner and see the finish line.
But like everyone else, you think it's great until you get to halfway down. You realize you got a hill to climb to the finish line.
I know, and it's so much longer than you think. It's like an optical illusion.
Similar to the Long Mile. You get to the top of Highland Park Market, and then you got the bump. Right?
I'm just
trying to give you the pain now, Brian. You're getting it out of your system.
I'm going to go really, really slow. Just before we say, what's your day? Like, when are you able to be done and be with family? Like, talk about what's Thanksgiving like for you,
Lieutenant? So we start early. We were in before 5 a.m., starting to shut down the road, get ready to work with Public Works to try to give them all the available resources and the time they need to get set up here. And then usually we get cleaned up by maybe one or two. You know, maybe we're out of here by 3 or so today.
So will everyone hold dinner for you?
Yeah, I think so. If they're nice enough to me, yeah, they'll hold it for me. But, you know, if not, we'll be home when we're home.
He's such a great guy. Well, who wouldn't hold dinner for Nick? Come on.
I just love the people who spend their life in the community they serve, and it's awesome. When do you guys get a chance to sit down?
Well, so we'll do a TV interview in a little while, Nick and I,
and Lieutenant, we're going big time.
With Jimmy Altman, we'll have a good time, and then we'll come back and we'll visit the veterans when we come around the corner. And then we'll watch. I'll hold the banner, and then I have to go give trophies out later on today to the winners. And my family, I parked the car at Army Navy nice and early. One year I came out of there, and there was no cars. I had to get a ride home. They took my car home, my family. But and then we have dinner at my mother-in-law's, 97 years old, still hosting across town. And then you know what I look forward to? That 3 p.m. power nap after you've eaten all those carbs. Just a 10-minute snore gets you through. It's a great. Yeah,
right in the middle of that Kansas City-Dallas game.
That's right.
Listen, happy Thanksgiving. I hope everything goes wonderfully. We love catching up with you guys. We love, honestly, being here.
We love having you.
And so tell Jimmy Allman, ask him how many Emmys he's won. He's won 54, but I got to tease him. He's a Connecticut
His goal gem. Was 55, so we got one more, I think.
Yeah, he'll probably win it next year.
We're going to give him a hard time just on your behalf.
Please. I would like you to do.
I get paid that big bucks to be mayor to give people a hard time.
You do. Lieutenant Reinert, of course, Mayor Jay Moran, happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Yes, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Your time is 7 o'clock.
Appreciate your support.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles.
Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.